Dr. Birx, welcome to the neighborhood. How are you?
I am terrific. Thank you.
Glad to have you back on the program. You were in North Dakota this week, then off to Montana. If you wouldn't mind, just a quick overview of what you saw here and what advice you have for folks in North Dakota.
Great. So, you know, obviously we were concerned about the increased test positivity, the increased cases, the increased hospitalizations, and of course, the number of North Dakotans are being lost to COVID-19. And we had great discussions with the governor and the governor's team. I think they're doing really a remarkable job getting testing out, getting clear recommendations to the public. We talked about what could be done in addition, as well as how additional tests could be utilized to find the asymptomatic individuals in their communities.
The conversation of late has surrounded a mask mandate, right? Different city commissions looking at doing that. Most of them have now without necessarily a penalty or anything like that. But basically, there's some strong encouragement going on. I noticed that if you look at the top 15 states with virus, like Wisconsin at 28% and Kansas at 20% and Nevada, and I go down the list, but out of the top 15, the positivity is higher in states that do not have a mask mandate. Is the mask mandate the thing you see moving the needle, or is it just one piece of a lot of things people should do?
Well, what I talked about yesterday and what my concerns were was people not following the mask requirements. And so even though your retail establishments have it really clearly posted about how a face covering is required, from the hotels to the grocery stores to the pharmacies, there are individual North Dakotans choosing not to follow that recommendation, and that is putting other North Dakotans at risk in those indoor spaces. So it's more about people not following the requirements that are already posted, and I think it's really important for every North Dakotan to realize that there is a lot of what we call silent spread. In other words, you don't know you're infected, and you spread that infection to others because you're highly contagious. And we know that's happening across North Dakota. We also know it's happening in families and household level when people get together that are outside of the immediate household. And so what's really important at this moment with the level of community spread that we're seeing in North Dakota is that every North Dakotan takes responsibility and wears a mask, physically distance, washes their hands, and really did not convene cross-household and cross-family gatherings in their indoors right now. We know it got cold really quickly, but that really created indoor spreading events across North Dakota.
But some people look at those numbers and say, well, okay, I would assume there's people that aren't necessarily following the rule every time, everywhere. I have to say, here in North Dakota, I know you were pretty hard on Bismarck Mandan yesterday, and we had people call in after that comment was out saying, they didn't go to my grocery store because everybody's got it on. And, it's the same thing here. Obviously, there's people that are not, but you also see them sort of social distancing. But what I hear from our listeners is say, well, wait a minute. We mask a fair amount in North Dakota. South Dakota does not. But, we seem to be following about the same curve anyway. So are masks doing what they're supposed to do there? I mean, Arizona and Louisiana. Georgia declined at the same time without masks, and Southern California rose and fell in sync with the mask mandated throughout. And another one I heard from a listener the other day said, I wasn't aware of this, maybe you are, but, Europe, Czech Republic, they wear masks, not just in the middle of a pandemic, but they've been champs, but now they have the world's worst outbreak. So, people here, masks solve everything, and then they see stats like that and they say, well, what's going on here? What should we tell them?
Okay, a couple of things, because you've mixed some things together, but that is perfect because you're reflecting what the community is saying. So if you follow Czechoslovakia had a very good outcome with their first go-around with this virus and did take very aggressive mitigation procedures, including mask requirements. This last time, they did not have people wearing masks, and you can see how rapidly it spread. The states that you described, Arizona had a mask mandate, and it was the Phoenix mask mandate followed by the statewide mandate that dramatically decreased their cases within 2 weeks. Louisiana within 2 weeks of a mask mandate in Baton Rouge, their wastewater viral load went dramatically down, showing that much less virus was spreading. In Georgia, you know many of the local counties and local metros had a mandate, same way in Florida. So you're mixing statewide with states that had most of the counties and all of the metros under mask mandates. And so, yeah, I know it's confusing to the American people. I know it's confusing to North Dakotans. And even if you personally didn't believe in masks, I would think in this moment in time, you wouldn't want to. What if you're wrong and you spread the virus to someone else, and that is someone now that's in the hospital or someone who's going to succumb to this disease? So until we have a vaccine, really making that personal commitment in public spaces to always wearing a mask, and really when you have your mask off, to only be around your immediate family while this virus is spreading so rapidly in North Dakota.
And I just think the vast majority of people are, but as I say, you know, places that don't even have a mask mandate have a higher positivity rate. So that's where I'm sort of saying, okay, where is the correlation?
You know,
in other words, here's what I hear a lot, and I think this is a fair way to say it. If masks are as effective as you believe they are, and others that promote, you know, mask mandates and penalties and everything else, why don't we open everything back up and just have everybody wear a mask?
Well, you can see that that's what a lot of states have done and have done that successfully. So when Phoenix and Arizona brought their numbers down, they had all retail open except for bars. So that's what is possible. Bars and gyms were the only things they physically closed. And so they dramatically mitigated this virus with keeping retail fully open. And I think that's also really an important concept. But I want to come back to your test positivity. Because what's important in North Dakota and the reason we've been so encouraged by what the governor has been doing is the governor has one of the best testing strategies in the country and has done some of the best testing in the country. And that's why he had an extraordinary low test positivity in the 1, 2, and 3% range. So when you go from 1, 2, and 3% up to 7 and 8%, that's a huge change for North Dakota and shows how much viral spread there is. And so another state which may have not been doing as aggressive testing, they may have started at 5% and went up to 10%. Well, that's the same change. And so it's not only the absolute number, it's how much that number has gone up and persistently stays up. That really is an indication of the community spread. So I know all these numbers together become quite confusing and difficult for people to grasp, but I think what's important, they would understand when oil prices go up by $5 a barrel. So that's essentially what has happened. Different states went up by $5 a barrel, some from 2% to 7% and some from 5% to 10, but it's the same representation of significant community spread. So you have all the indicators in North Dakota of broad community spread that needs to be further mitigated. And I think every North Dakotan will agree that it's not sustainable to have this rapid increase in the viral spreads in your communities, and it needs to be further mitigated. So if you're one of those individuals who haven't been wearing a mask, and let me make this very clear, if you have a gathering in your household where you don't have your mask off and you've brought in people that are outside of your household, you're creating a spreading event because of the number of people who are asymptomatic. And so both things have to happen together. It's not just the mask. It's the whole set of mitigation coming together. And really, I know North Dakota can do it. I see, as you say, that they're being quite diligent, but it's not everyone, and we want everyone to be diligent.
Yeah, and I would say you could be a national hero if your message is, whether you think masks work or not, wear it and everything opens up, and we'll show you how they work. If you did that demonstration project, because of course there's other projects that people bring up or point to, a study here, or the 85% of people that received, according to the CDC, coronavirus reported wearing a mask almost always. So people say, well, wait a minute, if they're wearing a mask 85% of the time, nearly all the time, but 85% still get coronavirus, what's going on there? I mean, that was a CDC study, correct?
Yeah, look at the number of people. It was 300. And so it was a very small study, and they were not looking at the impact of masks, and so it wasn't powered. I know this all sounds totally technical, but the study wasn't powered to look at mass usage. They were looking at where the people got infected. And so, yes, in restaurants, people take off their mask, and that's why physical distancing is critical there. In your household, when you take off your mask, physical distancing is critical there when you have people in your household that are not part of your immediate household. And so these are just common sense solutions that together we can do to really decrease the number of cases, because remember, it's the number of cases that drive the number of hospitalizations, that drive the number of fatalities. And I know no one that lives in North Dakota wants to lose more North Dakotans to this virus, because we don't have to. And together we can contain the virus.
Let me ask you a couple of quick things, on, I guess, related to not necessarily masking, but the overall concern over the pandemic. One is a baseline deaths. Year-to-date, baseline deaths versus the same time last year, according to the chief of staff of the coronavirus task force that you serve, told us went up a little bit in April, otherwise it stayed flat and on average. And North Dakota is exactly the same way. And go month by month back to 2015, and it's on average. Why is that?
I'm not sure what data you're referring to. Right, we have been above baseline this entire time since the beginning of when this outbreak began in March as a country. And so we have above expected fatalities from respiratory diseases since the COVID epidemic began in the United States.
All right, so we must be not be doing apples and apples there, because, again, that came from the White House Coronavirus Task Force on the national level and some local folks digging in. Another question on tests we hear a lot. Is it true that PCR tests are unable to differentiate between active infections and old dead viral debris, prompting one of our listeners to ask, should we be using different tests or reporting cycle threshold values to doctors to better differentiate active infections?
Well, let me just say the people of North Dakota have great questions and great scientific insights.
I love it.
That's really important, because that's a really important question. And so we know that there are individuals that continue, because what the PCR is measuring is presence of viral RNA that can be full length. That's what we call full length viral RNA that leads to full replication. And then there are pieces of RNA that can exist that can't be, that aren't full length and can't lead to viral replication, which happens at the end of your course in many patients. So they're absolutely right. And so that's why we're talking about a mix of tests. And that's why we've been shipping out to states like North Dakota these antigen tests, and so that more individuals can get tested. And then you can use the PCR as a confirmatory of test positive if needed. But they're absolutely right, and it's why CDC does not recommend repeat testing after your initial diagnosis.
Flu.
But just isolation for 10 days.
Okay, got it. I want to ask you about the flu. We're 4 weeks into flu season, and so far a lot of fears that were initially thought to be a big concern, a twindemic, if you will, are not playing out. So almost no flu detected yet anywhere in the country. Southern Hemisphere countries mostly skip flu season. How likely is it that we will as well? And could COVID basically be rather than in addition to the flu this year?
Well, if we all follow the common sense precaution of mask, physical distancing, washing our hands, and decreasing our indoor gatherings with individuals outside of our household, we'll have both decreased flu and decreased COVID. So the mitigation that Americans are doing to decrease the amount of COVID virus spread will also decrease the amount of flu spread. And that's what they saw in the Southern Hemisphere, and that's what we hope to see in the United States, and why we've been saying get your flu shot, but also do the COVID mitigation steps. So because we know that that will impact both respiratory viruses.
Last listener question here. Do you agree with Dr. Fauci that New York did it correctly?
You know, that's why we traveled the country, because we have learned a tremendous amount from every single state. So there are things that every single state has done extraordinarily well, and we've learned from them because other states hadn't thought of doing it, and we've learned other things that could be done better. And so we see that mix. We've now been in almost 40 states across this great country, and we see positive pieces in every single state, and we see some things that can be improved because none of us are perfect. And so that's the part of being out and seeing what's going on in the ground. And we are just so appreciative, both of your questions, but the real issues that North Dakotans have brought to us when we visit, from the issues that they were having in the schools, from the healthcare delivery to testing, to your public health officials, to how we can better support them from the federal government. So I'm deeply appreciative of the time that was spent with us. We learn a lot, and hopefully North Dakotans learned a little bit from us. But that is the dialogue that's going on state by state. So there are great things happening in many states across the country, and we're just encouraging those and providing a little advice on things that we would like to improve. Thank you so much for your time.
You know, I really enjoy your time very much. And I did want to give you a chance just to talk about your relationship with Governor Burgum, because I've seen you firsthand with him both first in Fargo and this week in Bismarck. You mentioned earlier that a testing champion, which is great. Some of the news reporting out here suggested that, you know, you were being critical of him and thought there should be more done on, you know, mandating mass statewide versus city by city. What do you want to say about that?
No, that's really, thank you for that opportunity. We have had a great dialogue with North Dakota and your governor since the beginning of this epidemic. We have learned from them about how to test, how to expand testing. We learned from him about his vulnerable population protection plan, and we've taken that to other states. We think it's an extraordinarily best practice, and I think he was one of the first governors to test beyond just long-term care facilities into assisted living facilities and other areas where vulnerable individuals are cared for. And we not only applaud that, but we have brought that up on governor's calls and had Governor Burgum talk about that. And so I am always pushing states to do more that have done great. So we did push on testing. And my issues with mask was about North Dakotan behavior, not about the governor and the job that he has done on really protecting North Dakotans. And we just really want to see that continue, and we want to continue to work together to really have North Dakota get to a place where they first plateau and go down the other side of that curve, because we see that that is possible, but we need a bridge to a vaccine. And so for the next 30 to 60 days, we really need North Dakotans to not only mask and physical distance and wash your hands, but to also decrease your indoor gatherings with individuals outside of your household. And thank you for the opportunity to really talk about Governor Burgum.
Safe travels, and we'll have you back. You can come back for any
thank
of that robust North Dakota input anytime. Dr. Birx, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye.